Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
The king said, heat it up 7 times. Hotter. Yes. See, sometimes your fire ain't hot enough. Amen. For you to be thrown in it. Because it's got to be perfect for what God has. Yeah. You don't want stuff half cooked, do you? You supposed to be cooking it on 450. You got it on 150. Now cook that meat. So we see that Elijah, after this, he comes, he's out on Mount Carmel, and Ahab takes off toward Jezreel. And Elijah, when it starts to rain, here's just another little nugget I like to always put out. Elijah postured himself. He put his head between his knees. He took his eyes off of the environment. Oftentimes, you can't go by what you are seeing. You gotta close that off, shut that down, and see what you see in your spirit. Hear what you hear in your spirit, man. God will talk to you. Amen. And when those that falseness is shut down, it'll become real clear what God is saying. And Elijah told him, go. And he went. And then Elijah ran from the top of Mount Carmel and ran down the mountain and overtook the chariot. Right? Overtook the chariot in a driving rainstorm. I'm sure mud everywhere, just raining hard. And he overtook the chariot for 14 miles. Think about him. 14 miles, he outran the chariot pulled by horses. Pulled by horses, he outruns it under the mantle and anointing of the prophet. And he gets to the gate of Jezreel. And he's there waiting when the chariot comes up. Now, he's slain all these prophets. Right? Israel says they're turning back to God. And Ahab goes in and tells Jezebel what happened, and Jezebel sends a word to Elijah. Tell the prophet, I am not the queen if he's not like one of these that he has slain by this time tomorrow. All right, here we have a shift. I can see somebody getting discouraged. You done just turned the nation back there. You done killed all these folk. See, some people don't understand the anointing. People that minister under the anointing. Because when you come out from under the anointing, you need to go to sleep. Amen. I'm just going to put it that way. Some people don't understand what it is when you travel to Africa and you minister and you these plane rides and all this, and you're under the anointing and you know, people getting saved and sick bodies healed, all kinds of things happening. You're shifting the dimensions and territories. And then you come back, and then all of a sudden it lifts. And your body, it takes time to recover. So you know, if you don't understand this process, you can get discouraged. And when you understand it, you can prepare mentally for it. You're going to be on a plane for 25, 26 hours. That's not a vacation. Especially if you're tall and you ain't got leg room. Look at somebody and tell them, no more coach. But do you understand? So Elijah, take all these things into consideration. He's outrun this thing under the anointing. And I mean, everything going his way. And then this word comes. A sorcery. It's not just somebody threatening you. That's a sorcery. There's a spirit behind that thing. And Elijah was not a man of fear. Amen. He was not a man to give in to run for his life and hide and all that stuff. He was obeying God. He was in the presence of God. But this thing struck him. Two ways we look at this. It struck him and he ran because he was right there surrounded. And he ran to preserve his life. But he also, I believe, ultimately he ran because what he was carrying had not been transferred. You tell somebody you better pick and choose your fights. I ain't scared nobody. Well, you get beat down by. So sometimes that's the problem. You ain't scared. It's not a matter of being scared of somebody. It's a matter of what you're carrying and who's going to benefit or who's going to be influenced or impacted by that if you lose it, if you compromise it, if it dies with you. So Elijah thought, oh, no, he got to get out of there. And he's discouraged now because, you know, the nation's supposed to have turned back to God. This thing's supposed to have shifted, but God had another way. And Elijah wanted to die. I mean, depression hit him hard. So he lay up under the juniper tree, right? Now I already see y'all way ahead of stuff. Yeah, and he got the cage. Just stay with me. He lay up under the juniper tree and wanted to die. But here's where God began to take over. Now, initially, the ravens, natural birds, who God shifted their nature for a season, brought them food. But see, the natural food wasn't going to suffice now. So see, it went from a prophetic word to a preceding word. Because the preceding word is where the angels take the prophetic word. Say, okay, now this thing about to get real. So when Elijah wakes up, an angel is there. Taps him on his shoulder, wakes him up and says, arise, eat and drink. Okay, what he's got? He's got a cake that's baked on the coals and water. I believe that cake was not, you know, from the fields, but that it was angel food. It was the bread of heaven. The angel brought something to him because in this juncture, what you have is not going to suffice. Here's where heaven gets involved. Are y'all ready for heaven to really get involved? So he eats and he goes back to sleep and the angel wakes him again and says, eat and drink for the journey from here is too great for you. In other words, this thing is about to shift on you. It's not a natural journey anymore. I'm about to take you outside yourself. I'm about to do some stuff that if it weren't told you, you wouldn't believe it was happening. I'm about to do some stuff. Yeah, you feel like you want to die and you're discouraged, but here's where I'm going to shift everything. Come on, tell somebody, here's where heaven gets involved. Heaven has always been monitoring you, keeping you, guarding you, blessing you with the natural things, but get ready for the supernatural. Get ready for heaven to intercept your timeline. Get involved in your stuff. Well, you ain't gonna have no explanation for it. So for 40 days and 40 nights, he went in the strength of that food, the angel food, to the place of Horeb where he was empty. Horeb means desolation. He had to become desolate. In those 40 days, he had to become empty of himself. Amen. That's what people are afraid a lot of times. To empty themselves, to lay down their agenda, to stop relying solely on your gift, and allow God to develop the character that's necessary for this next move. He went to Horeb. Horeb means desolation. So Elijah was desolate now. God says, what are you doing here, Elijah? I'm the only one left. I was jealous for you. I'm the only one left standing. God says, no, I got 7,000, hadn't bowed. I'm going to release them at a point in time. So God begins to show, and we know the story, God begins to show Elijah He wasn't in the wind, wasn't in the earthquake, wasn't in the fire, but he was in the still, small voice. He was showing Elijah something different. Amen. This move that's coming is different.
Amen. Amen.
It's not your usual church move.
Amen.
Matter of fact, the people God will use is going to be different.
Amen.
Amen. He go use the Joshuas and the Calebs, but he going to use a whole lot of other people that you might not expect him to use. And so Elijah, where are we at here? So here, where did I stop at? Horeb. Right, Horeb, desolation. Desolation, he's emptied out. God says, I'm not gonna let you die. As a matter of fact, I'm not finished with you.
Amen.
See, it's not your age that matters, it's your assignment.
Yes.
Amen. So no matter how you might feel some mornings you get up, just say, no, my assignment ain't over yet. So I know that it ain't taking me out. God ain't through with me yet. I got plenty more work to do. Some of y'all, God gonna keep you young up into your 90s. Some gonna break 100 and still be going for the Lord. Amen. Tell somebody it ain't over yet. You better stop counting people out. There's an eternal seed of renewal in you. Somebody gonna get that one day and watch. Everything gonna change about you. Youthfulness. So Elijah is told, I want you to go back and anoint Elisha, anoint the king of Syria, and anoint Jehu. Right? And they're going to finish what I began in you. Right? And so he's given that assignment. He goes back, and we see where in one of those chapters where he drops his mantle on Elisha.
Yes.
Elisha leaves his family and serves him for, actually, I think it's 14 years that Elisha served him. And so now we see Elijah has established a school of prophets, schools in different areas, but Elisha is his companion, is serving. See, you got a lot of people that are prophetic, but they're not following very closely.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.